lessons regarding lessons taken from the noble Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The seventh juz of the Quran al-Kareem, which starts with the verse وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلْ, continues with the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah and then goes into Surah Al-An'am. At the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Almighty Allah makes reference to an incident that occurred in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. In the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Almighty Allah had indicated to those that were around Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he said to them to enter into the Mubarak lands which were written for them, then because they had already seen the favor of Almighty Allah one time, how he destroyed Fir'aun, and there was no need for them to fight, it made them a little bold on the spot. And they felt that if Allah could give the favor once, He can definitely give it again. If there was no need for us to fight that time, why is there a need now to fight? What they did not understand was that the command of Almighty Allah on the spot is the most important. Those that were around Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, they were known as the Hawariyin. They were unique men in faith. However, being around a man of miracles, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was miraculous in his nature from beginning till end. On his hands, Almighty Allah daily would show miracles. Being around him and seeing those miracles with their eyes made some of them a little bold, because of which they asked for something which was not appropriate to ask. The lesson that was going to be given now and in the next surah is that when on the spot you have to tread with a lot of fear, the adab of the path, the etiquettes of the path of being a slave of Almighty Allah, there are many etiquettes. And sometimes when a person falls in the etiquette, Almighty Allah made it such that understanding every etiquette will never be easy, for which reason the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam was sent. Wherever there was going to be an error, then the Nabi of the time would indicate, you can't do this. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there were many a time when they also asked for something which was perhaps not appropriate. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately showed them, you can't do this, you can't ask for this, you can't say it in this way. Sahaba radiallahu anhum's hearts were very, very clean. As soon as they heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you can't do this, it was sami'na wa ata'na. Almighty Allah indicates example, one example in the Quran al-Kareem. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum came and asked a question when the verse was revealed, that what you have in your heart, what you expose, what you make apparent, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, Almighty Allah will take you to task for everything. At that moment they just asked, they said, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we can make apparent, actions, we have some power over it. But what goes in the nafs, in the heart, in the mind, sometimes thoughts come in the mind, will we be taken to task? The manner that they asked that question, there was nothing really wrong, but it was regarded as against the etiquette of asking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed his displeasure. For them, that was more than enough. He said to them, why don't your tongue say this? Sami'na wa ata'na, ghufranaka rabbana. O Allah, we heard. O Allah, we obeyed. O Allah, we'll try, and where we are unable to, please forgive us. On that, Almighty Allah revealed His happiness for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Amana ar-Rasulu. Almighty Allah said, this is unique iman. The Rasul of Allah has brought iman. The people around the Rasul of Allah brought iman. The Hawariyin around Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam asked something which was not appropriate. And the reason was, they had already seen so many miracles happening. To get one extra miracle, nothing was going to be difficult. What they did not understand was that a miracle is given by Almighty Allah, man should not ask for it. If man asks for a miracle, it comes with a lot of conditions, and man will not manage to live up to those conditions. Almighty Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمْ. Remember the time when the companions of Isa alayhi salam asked, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَن يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. The manner they asked the question also was not appropriate. They asked, does your Allah have the ability? And the question that they were asking, they're asking for a miracle, was not appropriate. To send down upon us a dastarkhan a table from the skies, meaning food that is ready. The world enjoys the food from Almighty Allah, but there's a little bit of preparation that has to be made on it. Now they were asking that for the food to come down ready, prepared in the heavens. Now they only have to eat. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam warned them, قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear Almighty Allah, meaning stay away from such questions. Every Nabi came to explain the etiquettes on the spot. But because they persisted, نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. Had they just left it at that moment, there would have been nothing wrong. They persisted. Finally, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing that they were not going to give in, he interceded on their behalf. He made a dua. He said, O Allah, send upon us a dastarkhan, a table, a dastarkhan, a cloth ready-made, food prepared from the heavens. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. He asked from Almighty Allah that you always give sustenance, O Allah, for you to give this year also. Almighty Allah, however, showed his displeasure on the question. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Almighty Allah informed, we will send it down. It was going to come every day, food ready-made from the heavens. But a lot of conditions were going to come with it. The Mufassirin write, the first time that it descended, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam cried and he cried. He said to the people, first let me go front. He fell in sajda, he cried. He understood that this was not supposed to have been asked. But because they persisted, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. Almighty Allah announced that we will give this. But after this, whoever will not show appreciation to this bounty, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا. I will give him such a punishment which I have not given anyone in the world. Mufassirin mentioned that the food came ready-made from the heavens. It came for a couple of days. Conditions, however, were put that those that would come and sit on the dastarkhan, the food was so enjoyable, heavenly prepared food, but you could not keep anything. You had to eat there and leave it. And again Allah will send for you. They were unable to live up to even this condition. Few of them noticing others are not looking, they kept something, they put something that was already started. That was that فَمَيْ يَكْفُرْ, that they were unable to live up to the conditions. Mufassirin mentioned, great punishment fell on this group. Allah Tabaruk Tala turned some of them into animals. May Almighty Allah save us from not having adab in the spot, from not going according to the etiquette. The entire sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known as the adab, the etiquette on the spot. That is why some who have written kitabs, where normally the word sunnah is used, they call it adab, etiquette, etiquettes of eating, etiquettes of sleeping, etiquettes of ibadah. Everything was an etiquette which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. In Surah Al-An'am, Almighty Allah now would make indication, the crux of the surah was that there is no need to ask Almighty Allah for another sign. The signs around you are more than enough. The end of this juz, Almighty Allah mentions, فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. When they asked for the dastarkhan, they said, what does dastarkhan? Our hearts can become firm. They said, وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. Our hearts will become mutmain. وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا. We will know you spoke the truth to us. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They had a very good intention in it, but it was against the etiquette of the spot. In this surah, Surah Al-An'am, Almighty Allah explains in detail that man doesn't need to ask Almighty Allah to show him another sign. Rather, the signs of Almighty Allah are more than enough. From the heavens to the earth, in man and outside man, wherever he looks, he will find a sign. At the end of the juz, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Indeed, so many eye-openers have come to you. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ. It is just that the man who sees, then he will benefit. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ. And the one who remains blind, فَعَلَيْهَا. He will harm none but himself. In the surah 2, principles are laid down. One is the signs of Almighty Allah are all around you, that man who opens his eye will see. And the second is that to see the signs of Almighty Allah around, man always needs a teacher. Like how every Nabi came to teach man how to ask for something. Every man was needed also a teacher to show him how to see things. In the surah, Almighty Allah will show that when people took the devil and the agents of the devil as their teachers, then they made them blind to the signs of Almighty Allah. Not only did they make them blind, they made them attribute these signs to that who was besides Almighty Allah. In the world that we live in today, we're going through the very same problem with what they call the Renaissance when it started. It was nothing but this, that they took over the education system of the world. Many a person felt that this got to do with worldly education. It got nothing to do with religion. But that sentence of Allama Ibn Sirin Rahimullah was very unique. When he mentioned, remember this knowledge is your deen. Look who you will take your deen from. Where this had to do more with Islamic knowledge, that learn your Quran and your Sunnah from a pious person, it had to do also with the knowledge of worldly affairs. Because if the teacher is a devil or an agent of the devil, he will use the world, which was meant as the major sign of the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. He will use that very world to make a man an atheist, to make a man a Satanist. That is the system we found in the world. In the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah starts, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, that praise is for Allah, meaning wherever you look. Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati, look at how he created the heavens, praise is only for Allah. Look at how he created the earth. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ, look at the darkness how he created, look at the light he created. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ, that's what ثُمَّ is used to show amazement. After all of that, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ, you are finding those that have made kufr, they are establishing partners for Almighty Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ طِينَ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا, Allah created you from sand, he set your time in this world. وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ, for every man there's a time. We see the people coming, we see the people going, every man being a believer, be him an atheist, be it a Satanist, he knows that my father died the other day. He's also wondering, where is he going now? Everyone knows you're going back to where you came from. Everyone has to stand in front of Allah. He knows he was created from nothing. He knows he's going back. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ, Almighty Allah says, still you got doubts. Almighty Allah then speaks about, if a person is blind, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسِ, if a person is blind, even if we sent upon him a book, فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, he touches it with his hands, then also لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, a man who doesn't want to accept will say, this is nothing but magic. Almighty Allah says, they're asking, why can't an angel come? وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ, they want something else, a bigger sign. Almighty Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا, if we had to send an angel will only come with the punishment of Almighty Allah. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا, if an angel had to be sent as a Nabi, how would we send him? لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا, we will have to make him in the guise, in the form of a man. When he comes as a man, people will see a man. Now they will be asking, why can't an angel come? But it is an angel. But how will man see an angel unless he comes in the form of a man? Almighty Allah in this is explaining that man should not continue asking for some other sign. Rather, he should look around at the signs that Almighty Allah gave. That person who wants to see around, later on in the juz, Almighty Allah mentions, look at Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. His father was not going to show him the signs. He himself looked. He never needed signs out of this world. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ, when we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did we show him? مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, we showed him the signs of Almighty Allah in the skies and in the earth. He looked at the moon, he looked at the sun, he looked at the entire world, and in that he showed people. He himself recognized Almighty Allah. He used it as a proof to the oneness of Almighty Allah. وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, looking at the signs around, the very signs that we see today, the sun, the moon, in that he became from the people of yaqeen. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا, when the night fell, he looked at the star, explaining to the people around him, he said, هَذَا رَبِّي, this is my Rabb, is it not like that? Look how beautiful the star is, because people were worshipping the stars. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ, but when the star lost its brightness, he said, لا أحب الآفلين, I am not a person who likes things that shine for a while and then it loses its shine. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا Then it was the moon, bright moon that was out. He said, perhaps this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ But the moon also was going to lose its shine. Then he said, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ Indeed, if my Rabb does not show me the right path, I will also be from the people who go astray. They all saw that the sun loses its shine, the moon loses its shine. فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً Now the sun was rising. He said, definitely this now has to be my Rabb. Look at how big it is, look how bright it is. It is giving power to the world. That is why there were so many worshippers of the sun. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ But the sun was also going to lose its shine. It was also going to set. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ That's when he said, as a proof to the people around, how did you all take all of this year as your ilah, as your deity, as your ma'bud, something that comes for a while and disappears? He said, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ I am far from what shirk you are making. إِنِّي وَجَّهَتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي I have turned fully to one Allah, the Allah that created the sky, He created the sun, the moon, the stars, He created the earth, حَنِيفًا I have turned fully towards Him. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ What it was, Almighty Allah says, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ This was that proof, this was that sign, this was the dalil we had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with. And every Nabi that came, they used the things around them to give da'wah to the people. They said, look at this, look at that. The signs of Almighty Allah are all over us. There was no need to ask for another sign. Allah tabarak ta'ala later says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ These were the people who Almighty Allah put on the path. Almighty Allah speaks about them. وَكُلًّا هَدَيْنَا It was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then it was his son, Ishaq alayhi salam. His son, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah says, before that there was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Later on there was Dawood, Sulaiman alayhi salam. Ayyub, Yusuf alayhi salam. Musa, Harun alayhim salam. Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, Ismail, Al-Yasa', Yunus, and Lut alayhim salam. Almighty Allah says, how many? Wa min abaihim, fathers of theirs, children of theirs, brothers of theirs, wajtabaynahum, wahadaynahum, how we selected them and we put them on the path. Allah tabarak ta'ala then says, ulaika alladhina hadallah. These were the people who Almighty Allah showed a path. Fabihudahu muqtadi. How they walked, you also walk. How they saw the signs of Almighty Allah, you must also see the signs. Man does not need to ask for another sign. Almighty Allah then in detail explains what were the signs man had to see. Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ Have you not seen that it is your Allah who takes out the seed from the ground? يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ He takes out the living from the dead. He takes out the dead from the living. These are the signs of Almighty Allah. This is Allah. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ So where have you gone? Where have you turned back? Where have you become blind? فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ As he takes out the seed from the ground, it is Allah who takes out the morning from the night. As that morning comes out, every day it's a sign on the power of my Allah. وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا Then when the night comes, how everything becomes quiet. Almighty Allah says, and he made the sun, he made the moon, حُسْبَانًا A system that you can count, meaning it moves in such an orderly manner. It is not 1 second out of its time. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ Indeed, this was the setting, this was the stipulation of a most powerful and wise Allah. Every day when man looks at what is the time, what time will the sun rise today, what time will the sun set, that itself was telling him, see the power of Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومِ Almighty Allah says, it is your Allah who made the stars. لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ As it shines, people would understand that if I move in this direction looking at a certain star, this star never ever moves from its spot. He would find his place. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ Looking at the star, one person would find his way home. Another person whose eye had opened, looking at the star, would find his way towards Almighty Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسِ وَاحِدَ Allah is the one who created you from one being. From one Adam alayhi salam, but how many different colors came in the world? How many different temperaments came in the world? How much different nature? فَمُسْتَقَرُّ وَمُسْتَوْدَى They are those people who are in this world, moving around, doing what they're doing, Everything, every demand, every need is fulfilled by Almighty Allah. وَمُسْتَوْدَعْ And every day someone is passing away. Someone is being born. That is a dalil of the Qudrat of Allah. He is coming in this world to temporarily remain for mustaqar. Someone is being put in the grave. He is being put as a wadi'at, as an amanat. As he is going in the grave, that itself was a sign on the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. Some passengers coming in this world, some passengers going out of this world. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ Almighty Allah says, how many of our signs we have explained for the people who will be ready to understand. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً Almighty Allah says, Allah is the one who sent from the skies the water. With that water, one water which had no color in it, that water had no difference. Every raindrop was exactly the same as the other raindrop. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ But all the vegetation was going to come out. Everyone different from the other with that very same rain. فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضِرًا We were going to take out the green stalk. نُخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حَبًّا مُتَرَاكِبًا And in that one stalk there were going to be so many other seeds. It was one which was going to give rise to so many others. As one Adam alayhi salam gave rise to the world. That one stalk and so many seeds in that one. وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ طَلْعِهَا Then the date, the kajur tree was going to come out. And you would see as that branches would hang, filled with the kajur. قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ You would find that bunch hanging. وَجَنَّاتٍ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ You would see gardens of grapes, gardens of olives, gardens of وَالرُّمَّانَ أَنَابٍ Pomegranates. مُشْتَبِهًا وَغَيْرَ مُتَشَابِهٍ Some of them would look similar to the others in size, in color. Some would be completely different. Each one would be saying, Unzuru ila samarihi, look toward the fruit idha asmara wa yan'i, how it is ripening, as every fruit was going to ripen, it was going to give out a call that look toward the qudrat of Almighty Allah. Inna fi dhalikum la ayat, Almighty Allah says, indeed in this were many, many signs. There was no need for you to look for another sign. But what was the problem? When man had taken a teacher who was a shaitan or an agent of the shaitan, that teacher would show man, would make man blind from the signs of Almighty Allah. وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ Having taken the shayateen as the teachers, the shayateen made them understand that we had done all of this. And they began attributing everything to the shayateen. They would call them the daughters of Almighty Allah. The jinn, which were evil in nature, dirty in nature, they were made the sons and the daughters of Almighty Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yasifun. Then at the end of this juz, Almighty Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Indeed, so many signs have come to you from Almighty Allah. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ The one who sees how much he will benefit himself. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا The one who is blind, however, he will harm none but himself. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِحَفِيظٍ The Nabi was told to tell the people that I cannot be over you, I cannot be a guard, I cannot force you to look where you have to look. The signs of Almighty Allah are around all of us. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, open our eyes that we can see every sign of His.